If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm college football assistant coach Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. Saving for tomorrow can start today at Pinnacle Bank in Lincoln and Waverly. Let us help your money grow. Stop by to see us at one of our 12 local branches to open your new savings account. Pinnacle Bank member, FDIC.
FDIC, Shindaddy invented that, and then... Yes. And then Pinnacle also adopted
it. They did adopt it.
Brian Morrow adopted that. Brian Morrow, who is the person who got the whole thing tied together with PBA, but they have some incredible banking options right now.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Banking options. Like, you would flex savings at a very high rate of return. Yes. Yes, you want to get a hold of Brian immediately.
Flex savings,
yes.
I wonder if Trix knows about that.
Yeah.
You
don't want your money just sitting around. You know, that's why you don't keep it in a coffee can, you know, at home like that. Let your money grow. And that's what Pinnacle does.
And will he be with Fred at Early Bird by any chance?
There's a chance.
Brian Morrow.
That'd be great. Who's fielding questions today? Fred and Brian will be the ones fielding questions about the 1-3-1 zone that they went to. And then also about some of the three-quarter press that Ohio State was putting on him.
Does Morrow know about that stuff, too?
He knows all about that stuff.
Brian, are you kidding me? What kind of question is that?
It appears that McSafety now has moved into
producer's booth.
Connor over here.
But we found something out that was mind-numbing to us, that McSafety played football in his position, Steve, was?
Safety.
He played safety. McSafety played safety.
It got even better. Because he was asking Connor where he's from. Connor's from Crete, and he's bringing up the titles. And he said the Crete won in 1963. He says, "Oh, I remember that Crete team." McSafety said, "I remember that Crete team. They beat us. We won the next year, though."
Yeah, McSafety.
He remembers the 1963 Crete Cardinals football team.
He does. He says, "Well, he had play against
us. We got him the next year, though."
We got him the next year. Safety. The Haymakers from Cozad got him next year.
Crete and McSafety and Connor making it up right now.
Yeah, they're right now. They're chopping it up. McSafety's made the move from the donut area into the producer's booth now.
Worlds collide every
worlds
day.
Collide. Worlds are colliding. Got Connor. Connor, by the way, I need to...
You owe him an apology.
Connor, I do apologize on air. I poo-pooed the Pribula news that Pribula was maybe on Nebraska's radar. On Three's Pete Nakos, Indeed, is reporting... Mm-hmm. Add Pribula to that list with Lagway, Calandrea, and Childs.
Did you say On Three?
Yes.
I thought you did.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what Nakos is reporting real fast.
Yes, thank you.
Is Nakos. Is he the Thamel? So Thamel reports news.
You got it.
Right? And Nakos reports the portal, basically.
Yeah, Nakos is like an On Three Thamel.
Gotcha.
Steve Wilfong. And Nakos, mainly. Okay. Those guys are our version of Thamel. And in fact, it's cutthroat, hardcore competition with Thamel.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
That would be so miserable.
Those guys are rough.
Showering with your phone because you don't want to miss one thing.
They're rough.
Happen. Yeah, that
rough
would be.
Dudes. So sources tell On Three, this is according to Pete Nakos, that Calandrea.
We'll keep fixing this.
The UNLV quarterback is on the radar. Bo Pribula, the Missouri transfer, is on the radar. We said Childs.
Yes.
Now, he reports it this way. Rule and his staff are working hard to land a visit from Lagway, from DJ Lagway. So Childs is lining up a visit in coming days, And apparently Pribula is too.
Now, you told us during the break, Florida State was looking at Calandria, right? And then they just got a quarterback this morning. Is that what you said?
The kid from Auburn, Ashton. I'm going to call him Ashton. I don't know his last name.
Daniels?
Ashton Daniels. Ashton Daniels is. So he's, yeah, Ashton Daniels is headed to the ACC to play with Florida State. That's 100%.
That is a hard to believe that that is their quarterback of next year.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have his numbers, but obviously Auburn offensively was struggled mightily.
While you're looking that up, I'll give you a couple portal happenings yesterday.
Yes,
it was not a great day. It wasn't a great day for Nebraska, except for one thing, or two things. I almost forgot about Brendan Black. Brendan Black, you have on the rundown, he committed to Nebraska yesterday in the noon hour, I think.
Where is he from? Is he in Iowa?
He's in Iowa State.
I know, Iowa State, but where's
Florida.
He's from Florida.
A little town in Florida. Well, I'm just going to say Florida. I think it's Yulee, Florida or something like that. He's from Florida. He's committed. He started 30 games at Iowa State. I imagine he'll start at one of the guard spots for Nebraska. They did get Owen Chambliss, too. We should mention that.
That's big.
Yeah, he'll be a starting linebacker. Now, that would be, you know, you have Dawson Merritt.
Now, the San Diego State pass rusher went to Texas Tech, right?
Yeah. As far as Chambliss goes, real quick, they have Vincent Shavers. They have Dawson Merritt. They have Jacob Bauer. They have guys. But Chambliss, 110 tackles for San Diego State. Played in Arch's system, obviously. Rob Arch's system. Has two seasons of eligibility remaining. 4 sacks, 10 tackles for loss. I mean, he's very productive. I would think he would have an inside track to a starting job in the 4-2-5. Okay, so that was the best news of the day. Owen Chambliss was probably the best news. Brendan Black, close behind. They have two. Nebraska has two now. You thought you had three because you thought you had Minchie. Now you're back to having guys come in. So we'll see what happens over the next few days. As far as portal losses, Nebraska lost Willis McGahee. He entered the transfer portal yesterday. McGahee, of course, had a good freshman season. Tailed off this year. Only played 4 games plus the bowl game. He played the Jack linebacker position, which I wouldn't say exists in the 4-2-5. Would you say?
Who knows how people label?
Could you put it that way?
Yeah, but no, I mean.
Okay, forget that.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to get into people just name things different. So they call a Will linebacker a different name or whatever, different spots like that. So how they have it labeled, I don't know.
McGahee is in and Machachak is in the portal. It's Jason Machachak.
That's right.
And he was a backup. He's already landed, by the way. He's at Wyoming. He landed at Wyoming. Okay. Jason Machachak has landed at Wyoming. Jalen George, we mentioned, it was a D lineman. He landed at Tulsa. Right. So there's guys going in. There's guys landing. There will be guys, I'm told, that go in and come out. It won't. The rule has told guys, you can go in and test the market, and you're welcome back. My guess is some of those, it's now 19, I think, is the number of guys that went in for Nebraska. Wouldn't be terribly surprised if one or two of those guys would come back.
Let's not forget last year, Emmett Johnson entered the portal, came back a couple days later. Keona Davis also was in the portal last year, came back. He's in the portal again. Right. So he has not landed anywhere yet.
I would guess on that one, that ship has sailed.
Keona?
When you go in twice,
Make up your damn mind.
I get it, but that's it. That's twice.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
When I say bad news day, there's a couple pieces of bad news. Sean reported that this guy, Washington D lineman Bryce Butler, was going to visit. Yeah. No, didn't visit. Yeah. Committed to Texas Tech. Never made it to Lincoln. He was productive at Washington. He's a body. He's a big dude. 6'3", 315 defensive lineman. You thought, okay. That's good. Now Texas Tech got him. There was a Montana O lineman.
Yeah. Is he not coming?
No, he's committed to Iowa State. His name is Colin Amick.
He's committed to Iowa State.
Yeah, he said he was going to visit Nebraska, canceled the visit. Yeah. He's going to Iowa State.
I was excited about him. I read that last night.
Colin Amick. He had planned to visit Wednesday and Thursday. He visited Iowa State and committed.
You know, you don't hear a lot of, because I have no clue what, right now Michigan hasn't done a lot in the portal as far as who they've retained some players.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything really about Ohio State, but would this be a fan issue when that you look at Indiana's portal and you kind of go, wow?
Portal.
I mean, I know they're number one.
Texas Tech as well.
I know they're number one in the country, but they got Hoover from TCU.
Josh Hoover.
They got the wide receiver that everybody wanted from Michigan State.
Nick Marsh.
I know that. They've got the running back.
From Boston College.
Boston College. And his name's like Turbo something.
Turbo Richard.
What a sweet name.
Well, they're number one.
Yeah, they're number one.
Number one
seed. But wouldn't that not still set you back when you just stop it? It's so hard to not get past the fact that up until about 6 weeks ago, they were the losingest program in the history of college football. Mm-hmm. The losingest program. And now you can't – they're number one in the country. They're in the playoffs last year, number one now. Legit chance to win it all. Everyone's kind of their
– the favorite.
Kind of the favorite to win it all.
The favorite.
And then their early portal stuff has been
fab.
Ridiculous.
No. I have to ask Sip now. I know the answer, but I want you to say it out loud.
Yeah, say it, Steve.
Message board reaction so far on Husker Online to the start of the portal season for Nebraska.
I mean, I'd say it's generally bad.
Yep,
I mean,
by what I figured.
Yeah, there's some hysteria. You might be a little surprised. There are voices of reason on there, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There are. There's probably veteran people that have been around for a long time. I would just say, I'm not. There's a long way to go in the portal. It goes till the 16th.
That's just to get in.
Yeah.
You can get out for a long time. So if you can, like I said, there's going to be guys in the portal that aren't on a team, but they could leave the portal on April 22nd.
Okay.
So they're still available.
So I just say to those people that are being hysterical, assess it at the...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
End. Don't assess it at the start.
Oh, absolutely. It's the classic, we're up 14, and we lose the game right there. No, games are only judged as a whole.
Assess it at the end.
Yeah, it's only as a whole. I agree with that. So right now, this means nothing. Now, it's like, would you rather be ahead right now? So momentum, yes.
Now, here's what I'd say to that, though. If they had Minshew in. See, my whole thing yesterday was, I was saying to Sean, why are people reacting this way? They have their quarterback. They don't now, but at the time, they had their quarterback. They got a starting offensive lineman, and they got a starting linebacker. They're not off to a bad start. Mm-hmm. The issue is the guys... I think people feel underwhelmed by the guys they're bringing in.
Well, the one thing that stands out with Iowa State, which means nothing, but it's like, okay, the reason I was asking where he's from.
Yeah.
He's from Florida.
I'll get
it. Why were they not pushing to take him to Penn State?
That's a good question. No, I know the answer.
Maybe he's from Des Moines, where he's like going, no, I just want to stay Midwest. I want my parents to come to the game.
I mean, the long and short of it is they didn't want him. That's the long and short of it. Sean talked to a Penn State writer. Now, did they? I don't know what they have at guard. Maybe they just
Penn State might have returning to the. Hey, that's not where our spot fits. So I don't know that, but that's always a question. Now, because
you're talking about Brendan Black right now.
Yeah, it's 30 game starter. That's impressive. Now, the other thing that stands out, though, the reason I have momentum. Let's just say that you have the Notre Dame quarterback. Well, what would he be doing today? recruiting for you. So like right now, so there's probably a chance there's going to be a skill player that's going to go to Indiana from TCU that's really good.
Yeah.
Someone's going to say, our slot receiver is unbelievable, high character, or there's somebody, the tight end we have, or somebody is also going to be like, hey, come with us. That's going to happen. There's going to be a player probably come with the quarterback, and that's where you miss the momentum. Or the quarterback is just Hoover. He's helping recruit everybody.
Right. That and would so, be helpful. So that, you're missing that.
You're missing that.
Now, they said, Sean's people in this program said they will move fast on the quarterback. By the way, back to Brendan Black. He's from, did you ever recruit the ballest school in Yulee, Florida?
No. Never have.
Yulee yeah. is where Brendan Black is
from. It's a really good job recruiting by Iowa State. They went to Florida and got a starter that started 30 games in the Big 12.
Good run blocking grade. Yeah. But no, I mean, I know Penn State wasn't, they didn't.
My question to you would be, who would have been a bigger get, Black or Rocco?
Ooh, that, I don't know. That's a good question.
Cause last
Rocco had been pushed out of the Notre Dame lineup.
But was the starter.
But had been a starter for several games
in the national championship game. He was the starter.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
It's interesting.
I just would just.
I haven't watched him to be able to say, because you have to be able to watch him. You have to be able to sit there and say, I'm going to study these guys, and I have not studied them at all. It's just random comments right now.
I wonder what I would get out of studying film of an offensive line. It's questionable whether
I just wonder what.
Just try that out. See what happens.
But you have found out. Remember, Washington D lineman visiting Nebraska, not visiting Nebraska, already eaten up by Texas Tech.
Eaten by Tech
tells you how hard it is to get D linemen. Yeah. It is just borderline impossible.
Great.
And so Steve's like, we need 2 to 3 big space eaters in there.
They had a guy on the hook from UCF. I think his name is Horace Lockett. Big, big.
Yeah,
of course he's going home.
He's staying at UCF.
Yeah.
Tested the market.
Frosty.
Yeah.
Hey, Frosty got himself a quarterback
That's
now.
That's James Madison guy.
I mean, the guy took him to the playoffs. That's a huge I'm going,
win.
Hang on a second. What a hit by UCF and by Frosty and Andrew Sims. Andrew Sims is probably the guy who handled this whole thing.
Is Sims back? Yeah,
Sims is with them, and Sims got him the quarterback. I guarantee it.
Look at Frosty. Frosty can point to his track record with quarterbacks. Yeah. That goes back to the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes.
His name is?
Yeah, Marcus Mendoza.
And then he had the guy at
Mariota.
UCF.
Mariota. Mendoza. Mariota.
He had Mariota, and then he had the guy at the real good player at UCF, right?
Mackenzie Milton.
Yep.
God, Jake.
We have a text coming in 464-568.
From Andrew Sims?
It's not.
UCF?
Says question.
Is it A. Sims?
It's not A. Sims. Question. Does the negativity the fans put on social media impact a recruit's decision to commit to the team, whether it's high school or transfer portal?
I wonder about Childs. That's one I wonder about.
It doesn't help. Doesn't hurt. At some point in time, it's like, no, just put all that away. There's no place right now where it's going to be what school. If Childs is looking at that, where they're going ballistic, what is it? If he goes to Purdue, is the fan base just going nuts with it? This is the most incredible get we've ever had. Probably not. So it's probably, if I'm this agent, I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I would
just block it out. What's the offer? What are we doing? Go play. That's it.
My guess is with most of these guys, Jake, you have a pretty good idea of how negative social media is.
I see it.
Yeah, and it's – but you – I think what's happened is it's become so loud and negative that it almost is become inconsequential. It's just loud and negative.
Numb to it or what? Almost numb?
No, yeah. I mean, I'm numb to it.
Yeah.
It used to be like, oh, God, look at what these people are saying about me. Man, they're attacking my personal life. Wow, interesting. And now it's like, who cares? Like, nobody cares.
Oh, you get it? Yeah, it does like that. I remember, like I said, I was new to media, and all of a sudden – something funny on the show, we'd say something, somebody like rip you on like that. I'd be kind of, hey, what the heck? Now I'm like, oh, yeah, zero care.
Nope.
Zero
because
care.
Because everybody gets it all the time.
Right now,
we're not by ourselves.
You want to talk about negative? Just jump on Ohio State. Go on their board and see
everybody's
how it's
going. Everybody's a buffoon. Everybody's an idiot.
Yeah,
I mean
they're going to have 6 first round draft picks. We lose in the first. I mean, and it's just, we had a miracle season and Ryan Day. I mean, it's ugly. They were number one all year. They were number one all year.
I've always used the analogy. It's like that dog, your neighbor's dog, that at first when you encounter him, you're like, oh, God, that's a loud bite, loud bark. I bet that bothers me. And then after a while, you're just like, shut up. Just shut up. Shut the hell up.
I could see it. And I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like that. It's like, shut up. My God.
How about this part? Old Dave on YouTube says, we've lost 3 bidding wars already. I thought we had the money. Guess not. Oh, well. Going to be a rough year next year, no matter who's on the team.
Now, here's what I'd say about the bidding wars that applies to Minshew. You just don't, if you feel like, you have principles, right? You just don't, like, in your life, you just don't buy a speedboat just to have one.
Yeah. Or you don't overpay for the speedboat to have one.
Right, right.
You might just pay for the speedboat, because I want to have a speedboat. But then it's like, how bad do you want it? You want the speedboat? I do want the speedboat. I want it for market value. No, we're going to have to pay more than that.
No, well, then I'm not paying.
I mean, right now, because I don't get excited about somebody that hasn't played. I don't get as excited. It hasn't played.
Right.
I like guys that have played a lot of football.
What if Nebraska's stance was, no, we're not going to pay you that. You haven't even started. Yeah. What if that was their stance? They just said to Kentucky, you can take him. We'll go get somebody else.
You'd like to have the quarterback for Montana State. He's a Division I player, I'll tell you that.
Is he?
I have no idea where he is, but yeah, he... You think he couldn't be starting in at a higher level? That he couldn't be starting in the Mountain West? No, that's crazy.
You see guys out there that can play at a higher level?
Oh, both quarterbacks could have played at the higher level from last night.
Okay. Circling back to before we get to break.
Circle back. I like this.
So, man, Florida State gets Ashton Daniels, right, from Auburn. I'm looking at the stats right now. Now, they were a horrific passing team in general this year with Jackson Arnold, and Daniels was the backup quarterback. He was 68 of 119 for 800 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 picks this season.
Okay.
He can't be your starting quarterback next year, can he? Mm-hmm. Now, maybe they're projecting him to be that he should have been starting the whole year over Jackson Arnold. They won one game in conference play.
You automatically ask is, what are the choices? What choices did Florida State have?
Well, you said Calandry was there. I know that. So
maybe
I don't know what
Calandry just bypassed him.
Yeah, he might have. You don't know the storyline. But right now, it's highly interesting because today you're going to hear 2 or 3 shoes drop. Something's going to say, oh, no, he's going here. This is not going to keep going. By the time this week's over, I mean, the spots are going to be filled.
The quarterbacks will be filled.
And then the major ones that you're looking at, but like you said, I see all the time because it pops up on my feeds. Like, well, Kansas got a linebacker from New Mexico State. And I'm like, wonder how good he is, because there's players from New Mexico State that can play.
Oh, sure.
And so and they went to so it turns into Moneyball. Who does the best job of getting the most valuable players? Without having, it's easy to say, okay, we have to go get so and so, we have to go get so and so. But what about the real work is the behind the scenes? It's the guy that comes from New Mexico State, the guy that does those
that
type of things.
That is it. I was telling somebody last night.
That's the whole idea.
There'll always be value on evaluation.
Oh, absolutely.
That's always going to be a valuable skill, evaluating players, and then now attaching the appropriate amount of money to that player as it relates to the rest of your roster. That's the trick. That's the GM. Yeah. He's got to do it. But the head coach has to do it too.
When we come back, NFL winners and losers next on Early Break on the Ticket.